Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Who is Jackson Simmons and why is everybody talking about him right now? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. You know what they say about guys like Jackson Simmons, high school brainiacs who can also play a little ball too. Coaches take kids like Simmons on their team because they are hard workers and will push the regulars in practice, and because their 4.0s can keep the team GPA average up there. Both may be true of Simmons, the 6'7 sophomore from the Smoky Mountains of North Carolina, who actually came to Carolina as a fairly decorated baller from Western NC. The Asheville Citizen-Times voted Simmons a Western North Carolina Player of the Year, but you have to consider the source there. Still, Jackson grabbed more rebounds at Smoky Mountain High in Webster than any other player in North Carolina prep history, and he was also the all-time leading scorer for dear old SMH. Plus, Simmons led his team to a 26-1 record and conference title as a senior, while averaging those 25 points and 17 rebounds. Coming down off the mountain, he caught some big-time coaches' eyes by earning MVP honors with 19 points and 15 rebounds in the East-West All-Star Game. And he has great pedigree. Both parents were former star athletes at Western North Carolina, and his mom still coaches championship volleyball and basketball teams at his old high school. So was it a desperation move to play Simmons so many minutes against Miami last Thursday night with the rotation down one man due to Leslie McDonald's injury? I think not, if you've been watching old Roy's frustrations from the bench. Clearly he wants his team to play smarter, so why not play the smartest kid on the team? Simmons' 15 minutes at Florida State Saturday helped Carolina shut down the hot shooting Seminoles over the last few minutes and pull out a remarkable victory. For some of the time, he was the center in Roy's small lineup. So Simmons has gone from the role of lovable walk-on, although he is on scholarship this season, and one of the biscuit boys, to a legit contributor on a team struggling to find its game and identity. Oh yeah, he was also in his high school play, so if Roy needs a flopper against Duke, he's found his man. This is Archansky. See ya.